Here's a hammer. A hammer with an unusually long handle. It comes from Lingen Church, where it was used to wake up people who had fallen asleep during the church service. After the Reformation, the sermon was introduced as part of the service, and many vicars used their sermon to make long speeches. It was not unusual for sermons to last for several hours. That made it hard to stay awake for those who got up early and rode or sailed to the church. Inside the nice warm church, there were many who nodded off. In Lingen Church, the sexton walked up and down the aisle with this waking hammer, and anyone who was asleep was hit on the head. The famous clergyman poet Petter Dass in Helgeland had his own version. He told the congregation that the devil sat down by the door and would write down the names of anyone who fell asleep. The problem with people falling asleep at church became so great that the authorities passed a law limiting sermons to no more than an hour. On the opposite wall above the pulpit is an hourglass dating from 1792, which was used to check the duration of the sermon.